What is this? Is he who has spoken such grand things saying, it isn't appropriate to boast, as if he didn't say anything? No, not as if he didn't say anything, but because he is going to transition to another form of boasting, one which is not intended for a big payoff, but which appears more impressive to many, he says, it certainly isn't appropriate for me to boast. Truly, the major reasons for boasting were those which he had detailed, those of his struggles. He has, however, other things also to relate, particularly about revelations and inexpressible mysteries. Why, then, does he say, it isn't appropriate for me? He means, so that it doesn't inflate my ego. What are you saying? For even if you don't speak about them, don't you know about them? But knowing them ourselves doesn't inflate our egos as much as publicizing them to others. Because it's not the nature of good deeds that make a man egotistical, but their being witnessed and known by many. For this reason, he says, it isn't appropriate for me, so as not to create too high an opinion of me in those who listen. For those men, the false apostles, even lied about themselves, but this man even hides the truth about himself, and that too, although he has such a great need, and he says, it isn't appropriate for me, preaching to every person to the point of excess to avoid anything of the sort. For this is not advantageous, but even harmful, unless there's some essential and practical reason encouraging us to do so. Having mentioned his dangers, struggles, traps, depressions, shipwrecks, he transitions to another form of boasting, saying,